Now, Colby did
just say it.
Yeah,
it wasn't pretty.
It
was
wasn't
it?
Pretty.
Yeah,
but
I
it was
gotcha.
they kind of like to ugly the game up.
I told you that.
But they, yeah, you were right this morning. But they did a good job of it. But somehow your guys held off all their runs there at the end, and you guys pulled away in the fourth quarter or late in the game there, free throws and a layup to go up double digits and end up winning by 8 tonight.
Yeah. You know, we started out, we didn't do too bad. We just, in that first quarter, you know, we didn't hit any shots early. I had a real nice look, you know, to start the game and missed it and then missed a three. And, you know, we had some good looks and we didn't knock them down, but those things happen. And the important thing is we kept looking for those shots and, you know, until, you know, probably late in the, you know, or the third quarter, you know, they kind of turned up the pressure a little bit and we just settled, you know, and we can't do that and we've got to learn from that. So, but it does, you know, it says a lot about, you know, our guys where, you know, they had a lead for the most part, you know, the game, and then back comes Colby and cuts it to two. And, you know, they're pretty resilient, you know, and they didn't panic. You know, when they got it to two, I thought we actually executed, you know, pretty well. And we got some wide open threes and, you know, we got some other wide open looks. So it was good to see our guys not panic and, you know, stay confident, yes, but still execute.
And the shots weren't falling, and you kind of had to do it with without a lot of minutes tonight from Jordan Horn, who picked up two fouls in the first quarter, and he didn't play the entire second quarter, but he's been your go-to guy all season long. But it was players like Marshall Froh that stepped up, and it was really a balanced attack. He had seven players come in and score tonight again, and they all had at least 2 points that checked in and scored. And it was Marshall Froh that stepped up with a couple big threes and Reed with a big three in that second quarter to kind of help extend that lead.
Yeah, you know, it's nice to have balanced attack, and thought Marshall was really aggressive, you know, looking for his shot. And as long as they're coming within our offense, you know, those are great shots for him, especially, you know, if we can get against a zone, you know, if you're getting it, you know, playing from the inside out, you know, those are great shots for guards. So he took advantage. Like to see him, you know, go to that pull-up jump shot a little bit more than what he does. You know, he attacks sometimes and he gets a little – you know, gets caught up in the air and he jumps so high that it's just a charge waiting to happen. So we did. We had some post guys, you know, give us good minutes offensively and defensively. I think tonight was probably, you know, some of the better defense that we played. Overall, you know, I'm pleased with those guys' effort. And, you know, we'd like to not make some of those mistakes, you know, we did in the third quarter. I thought turnovers were just killers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we couldn't really settle in. So got some work to do, but a step in the right direction.
Yeah, and it was kind of more of what Colby adjusting to you guys dumping off kind of like a high-low look in that third quarter, and you guys were trying to force it there. But, you know, that's something to learn upon for you guys. But you get in the fourth quarter and you kind of pull away there and hit some big threes down the stretch there. Jordan hit. Kind of got going there, and he had some big free throws. You guys go 5 of 9 from the line in the fourth quarter to kind of close this game out, and then Marshall seals it up with a big layup.
Yeah, you know, 5 of 9 is not great by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, we were able to knock down the ones, you know, to kind of keep them, you know, at arm's length right there. So those turnovers that we were trying to force down to the low post, you know, they weren't bad looks. They were just bad passes. We just didn't deliver the pass the way that it should have been. And I thought a lot of times when we caught the ball at the high post, we just turned and threw it. And that low post defender kept, you know, coming out on us with his arms up, and we didn't know it. We just turned and threw it. So if we turn and, you know, see that defender, I mean, if you've got both hands up, you're probably in a bad defensive position. So, you know, we could take advantage with a drive or, you know, fake a pass up top and throw a bounce pass in there. But we didn't do it. You know, it's kind of a new look for us as far as the zone offense went. So definitely got some work to do with it.
Once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. You get back-to-back wins here this week and looking for your first 3-game win streak on the year Tuesday night. Southwestern Heights coming to town. They're a team that's struggling, but, you know, this is an opportunity for you guys to get another win here and get to 500 with some big games coming up here after Tuesday night.
You're full of good stats.
I'm trying to be positive here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we got to watch them this weekend. And, you know, that Monday, Tuesday, you know, it's a quick turnaround. So I definitely have to be focused on Monday and probably go pretty light, but, you know, mentally it'll be pretty tough, you know, because they got to figure out what in the world they're doing. So it's good to, you know, get a couple wins here at home. You know, fans have, you know, been, you know, they've been watching the girls play too much and they get all their wins and we haven't been able to hold up our end of the bargain. So it was good to see, you know, get the win tonight.
Well, you guys get to 7-8 and 500 in conference play and final non-league game Tuesday night with Southwestern Heights. Coach, congratulations. Enjoy the week here this weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Adam.